So back-to-back wins for your guys against the Cannonballers to open this series, and you do it with double-digit runs in both ball games, including this one here tonight, where just pouring it on late. Didn't need it either because you got a great start and a great relief appearance from Alexander Corniel and Carlos Rodriguez. Let's just start with those guys because, again, it's a shutout. It's your first of the season. Congrats on that and congrats on the win. But what did you think of those two, especially Corniel on his start?
Yeah, both guys were outstanding today. Like Corniel, he was aggressive. He was using all his pitches. Like he was in control all the time. Like even though he get a couple base hit with no balls, two strike, that you know, just leave the fastball right down the middle, he continued to battle, and then he made the right adjustment, and he'd end up like with a really good 5 innings. And same for Rodriguez. You know, he's looking aggressive, using his changeup a little bit more, especially against lefties. It works really, really good for him today, and then we got a really good shutout tonight.
I know it ended up not really mattering, and it's just like a little thing, but did Corniel slip or trip, or what was it on the mound? Because it looked like he was kind of favoring his foot, I think, on his second strikeout in the first inning, and that's not the first time he's done that here.
Yeah, he slipped because probably it was a little bit wet over there, so that was the reason why. But it works on favor to him, so
yeah. And then you mentioned Rodriguez, and then that's now back-to-back outings for both of them where you only needed two pitchers. Mm-hmm. I know you're carrying 30 players overall, and you have a good amount of pitchers to work with, but that helps, right, to be able to give the guys a rest. I mean, you get two guys just to eat up all those innings, and extra rest is not a bad thing, right?
No, that really helps, especially the bullpen, because there's going to be days where you're going to use your bullpen a lot. So every time we get those days where you just use two pitchers, that's always going to be an advantage for the team.
I was talking a little bit a couple days ago on air about how we hadn't seen this Mudcats team all at once get hot at the right time or at the exact same time. But now I feel like we're beginning to get to that point in the season. And it seems like at least once or twice a year that happens for every team. Looks like it's beginning to happen right now. Maybe it's been going on throughout this whole homestand for you guys. But what have you liked most offensively from your team?
First thing, you know, hard work paid off. These guys come to the park really early. You know, they do their stuff in early work in the cages with our hitting coaches, Ken and Daniel. And then, you know, they're starting to put like everything on the game. That's where it really matters. So you're seeing guys like Hedberg, he's getting back on track. Garcia continued to hit pretty well. Chorio, he's hot. Scipione is having really, really, really good at bat as a little hitter. And, you know, Cibrian, like every time he plays, he's doing pretty good. And I think we got guys like Mendez that have really good play appearance. He's doing pretty good with running and scoring position. And I think the whole team is, you know, getting back on track offensively. Cause I think we got a really good talent that can really do damage from the offensive side.
I'm seeing the TrackMan numbers as they're coming in. It's a lot of times like Cibrian tonight. Ball's 100 miles an hour off the bat. Scipione was like that when he had the 5-hit night last night. Obviously, Hedberg Perez is like that. It seems like with most of the balls he puts in play. These guys are all really young, and is it hard sometimes to remember how young they are, being how hard they're hitting balls? Because typically it's like that grown man strength comes in and the older guys are the ones doing it, but these guys are teenagers hitting balls like that. That's impressive.
Yes, it is impressive. You know, it's like all the training that they do, especially they got talent. That's the main thing. They got really good talent. But all like I mentioned before, all the work that they're putting into, you know, into the hitting stuff, you know, it's coming really good so far for those guys. So they're young, but they definitely can really hit the ball really hard.
Well, it's a fun group, and congrats. We can talk all night about this game, but I mean, just looking at it, another amazing performance, and it's two straight for you guys, having a great homestand. Congrats, and you're back in first, so congrats on that, too. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Greg.